Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by award-winning director who's produced and directed incredible documentaries like The House of Maxwell and The Fig Sheik. Her latest series on National Geographic, Disney Plus, and Hulu is Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America. We welcome series director Carrie Eastfrin.
Thank you for having me.
Carrie, let's go beyond the mic. 30 years ago on April 19th, the deadliest act of domestic terrorism took place in Oklahoma City. Why was it important telling this story?
I think, you know, I was very young when this happened. And actually, when I was first approached about directing this, I realized that I didn't actually know all that much about what happened that day or anything much at all about Oklahoma City. And it felt like a good opportunity, you know, especially with the 30th anniversary coming up, to really create something that serves as a bit of a historical record for those generations of people, including myself, really, who didn't know what happened that day and the impact it had, not just on Oklahoma City, not just on the state, but for the whole country.
When working on a project for sometimes more than a year, how does seeing the final result change the way you see it?
I think, you know, you always set out with an intention as a director, and my intention was to really put front and center the voices of those people who lived through it and only use archival footage from that day. And you know, when we were talking to these people and asking them to take part in the documentary like this, that was something that they were taking a leap of faith on. When I was turning up before the interviews and telling them, this is what I want to create, you know, they're there giving us a leap of faith. And some of these people, you know, may have done interviews in the past that they didn't like. So to really have taken that leap of faith with us and you know, for them to see the final product, actually, that's the thing that you know, makes my job worthwhile and makes me feel like I've done my job well, which is when they see it. And if they think their stories have been fairly and well told, then my job is done there.
Carrie, why was it important not only showing the pursuit of justice, but the heartbreaks, the courage, and the mourning of a nation?
I think, you know, it is a really harrowing series, particularly that first episode when we're showing, you know, that complete chaos in the immediate aftermath of the bombing. But, you know, for me, I wanted people to feel the reality of what it was like to be there, because for me, that's how you learn the lessons of the past, is to by really understand what it was like, you know, the human impact of an act like this. And, you know, I also think if you understand the darkness and the horrors of this, that's when you really do truly appreciate the, you know, the resilience and the strength that actually came from this as well.
The powerful documentary is Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America. Carrie Eastfrin joins us beyond the mic. It's time for The Rocking Eight. Carrie, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is absolutely no pressure. Which interview gave you chills?
I mean, I think a lot of them did, but I think, you know, for me, when, you know, Mike Shannon in particular, the firefighter who has to leave people in the building with fears of a second bomb going off, and, you know, he described it as the worst moment of his career, if not his life. There was a rawness in that that has just, you know, it really struck me at the time and still does every time I watch it.
How many times have you visited Oklahoma City?
3 times in total, and each time was an honor. I loved it.
Carrie, which project of yours is the one you wished more people saw?
I think Oklahoma City. I hope everybody watches this, because I think there's valuable lessons in it for today, as well as just, you know, an opportunity for people to hear the voices of those who feature.
Who's the woman director who influenced you growing up?
Oh, I think Norma Percy is a British female director who's had some remarkable, you know, made so many remarkable things. And I think, you know, she is the person who we all aspire to be, I think, whether female or male.
How about your favorite TV show to just watch and enjoy?
Right now, I am hooked on The Traitors. Just to go the complete opposite to the kind of TV I make, I like to also watch, you know, light TV to balance it out a bit.
Can you tell me when the last Rugby Wales match you attended?
I will not answer that question, because they're so terrible at the moment that I can't get into a conversation about how bad we are, I'm afraid. That's the one no comment you're getting.
Do you scrapbook?
I don't scrapbook. I journal, which, you know, I guess it's its own form of scrapbooking, I guess, isn't it?
Carrie, who's the person who encourages you the most?
Oh, I think it has to be my father. I'll pick my father. My mother too, but he's always, you know, he's a former head teacher, so I think he's also very good at picking people up when they're down.
Let's sneak in a few more with Carrie Eastfrin from Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America. You're always looking for a story. Sometimes it's a story of controversy. Other times, a story of justice. What motivates your storytelling?
I think the types of stories, you know, all of my work, I think, has a real human element to them, you know, and whatever that looks like. You know, some of my friends say to me sometimes, don't you want to go and work on something lighter? Well, actually, I think, you know, it's by, you, there's an odd lightness in all of these really dark projects I knew, or certainly, you know, maybe not light, but certainly a level of hope. And I think it's by, you know, I learn so much when I interview people. Like, for example, you know, a lot of these people I interviewed in Oklahoma. And I think every project you work on slightly shifts your own perspective on life. And Oklahoma City most definitely did.
Carrie, do you feel something like Oklahoma City could happen again?
I think, you know, we intentionally steered away from making this series about today because I wanted it to be about what happened that day and for people to, I guess, you know, if it sparks one conversation about the dangers of extremism, whatever that looks like, then I'll certainly be glad of that, put it that way.
It's time for two big questions. With Carrie Eastren from Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America. What was the hardest video for you to watch in researching this film? And how did this project change you?
I think, you know, it's 19 children died in that bombing. And I think, you know, some of the footage, I think we include some of it in the series, but, you know, to watch the whole rushes of it, of just seeing some of you know, the everyday items you might see in a daycare, seeing that in the rubble was extremely difficult, you know, for obvious reasons. And I think actually the way it changed me was, you know, Amy Downs is one of the people who features, and she was trapped in the rubble for 6 hours and promised herself if she got out, she would live life to the fullest and grab every opportunity she had. And I actually do think it's that notion that we are more resilient than we think, which, you know, she and all of the others I spoke with as part of this series taught me. And I do try and carry that as much as I can.
You're not an American. Why was it important for you to do this project as a Welsh woman?
I think, you know, for me, I think, you know, our cultures are different, of course, but there's lots of similarities. And I think, you know, there's something, I mean, I've always loved, you know, telling stories about America because I do think it's just such a fascinating place. And I think sometimes there's something about an outsider's perspective which helps in cases like this, particularly with something like this, where, you know, I was coming at it from a place of being young enough to not remember it. So I guess, you know, when you're sitting down with somebody, I was coming with a genuine curiosity because I intentionally didn't kind of read chapter and verse about what happened before doing those interviews. You know, I had a wonderful team around me who of course had done that, but I intentionally didn't do that so that, you know, I was coming to those interviews genuinely learning and genuinely curious to know about what happened that day and trying to understand it myself.
She loves journaling, watching The Traitors. It's on National Geographic, Disney, and Hulu. Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America. Director Carrie Eastren, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.